90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Red Radio!
The phenomena you're about to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM broadcast live at the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m.
Red Radio.
Yes, you're tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with Vancouver's very own, the one, the only, You Big Idiot. I'm playing them because they're tomorrow night down at the infamous Rickshaw Theater. They are playing the annual punk extravaganza put on by our good friend Marco of the Dreadnoughts for the, I think 16th annual or something like that. I had Marco on here last week, and he was chatting up a storm. That sweet Swedish bastard, him. It's going to be a good time. Tickets are still available for Friday. The Saturday night is sold out. So if you don't have tickets for that and you're going to miss Bridge City Sinners, that's too bad for you. But I heard if you just text Marco and offer him money, he might leave the back door open. That's the word on the street. But enough about what's going on this week, and let's talk about what's happening right now here in the studio. I am joined by the boys from the Get Minds. They have a brand new EP out entitled Gold. It's up now on all your streaming services. And I'm joined here in the beautiful, varying length of bearded flesh, by the boys. Boys, you want to go around, introduce yourself, tell them what you what your name is and what you do in the band?
Oh, I'm Dave. Hi, Dave. Yeah, I play sort of hackneyed rhythm guitar.
Hey, and, me too.
Yeah.
Hey.
I certainly don't have the beard length of my my brethren here, but yeah, I do some vocals too.
It is kind of majestic. Yeah,
it is something.
My name is Cliff. I play bass mostly. I stole the guitar a couple times for a couple songs. So
doing a little switcheroo.
Yeah, we do a little switcheroo these days.
Are you stepping on Dave's mediocre rhythm playing?
No. His rhythm is
improvement.
His rhythm is flawless. I don't have a right hand like that guy. I'll tell you that.
Well, a lot of work, let me tell you, over the years.
You got to build up the muscles, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, got those wrist muscles real strong from teenage years.
There you go. So you guys have the brand new album. You were nice enough to burn a copy on Verbatim, the finest musical quality. I also hear that there's a secret EP that we might get to later. So tell me about the gold EP. Tell me what's up with it.
Well, it's six songs. We just released it in February, and the first single off it was Murder Podcast, which we have a music video for, as well as there's another music video for a song called Circa 84, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, fancy. I should look those up.
It's very, very 80s stuff.
I don't know. I think in a way it's sort of a... kind of an evolution of the sound in some respect. Like, our first record was really kind of, you know, quick and dirty, rough and raw, and our second one was a lot more polished and poppy, and this is sort of a bit of a compromise between the two.
Yeah.
Right? And you got those two EPs that are sort of companion pieces to one another, stand on their own, but together, kind of greater than the sum of its own parts.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, because you guys have been at this for a while. I'm looking through your Bandcamp right now. You've got, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is the sixth release from you guys since 2017. That's a lot of output.
Yeah, we pump all the songs. Of time for first 4 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to make up ground, but yeah, I mean this EP is we have another EP that's going to be coming out called Silver, and then we're going to be combining them in a physical copy as Gold and Silver.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Bronze.
Yeah, that's a couple
third
years
place, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just no one's slowly progressing.
No one wants to be third.
Digression. That's our game.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, you guys want to dig into the first? Sorry, what was the name of the first single? Murder Podcast?
That's right.
Is it a real podcast?
Well, it's about...
Or is it just podcasts about murders?
It's about murder podcasts.
Yeah, sure. A lot of lost podcasts. I understand. Yeah. Let's do it on the way up here.
There you go. See, this song's for you.
All right. Excellent. So this is brand new music from the Get Minds. This is Murder Podcast. You ready? Let's go. Rad Radio.
Tell you.
So that was it. Brand new music for you from the Get Minds of their brand new EP, Gold, which is available now on all your streamings, your Bandcamps, your Spotify's, your Apple Music's, all that fun stuff. Get it from Bandcamp because you can actually pay the artist directly.
Yes, we need money.
Yeah, fuck Spotify. It's cool, man. It sounded like $1 million. I really dig it. Like, I usually when I get CDs in here, I have to like pump it all the way up. It's fucking master. I had to bring that level down. It's fucking, yeah. It's going, man.
It's a Michael Krauscher magic.
Yeah Little Red Sound Studios.
Yes. Very cool, man. Sounding very, very cool. I like it. You guys are traditionally a three-piece, if I'm not mistaken.
We are?
Yes.
Where is your third member, and what did he have to do that was so much better than hanging out here?
I believe he had to drive his children to a tournament.
Children?
Somewhere.
I know.
Clone or something.
That was his first mistake.
Yeah. What a drag.
Kids. Are you guys kidless?
Yeah, we're
kidless.
Yeah.
Full dinks, buddy. That's it.
There you go. Very cool. So what else is up? I hear that you guys are currently planning the EP release, but there was some talks of like festivals going on. What's going on with you boys?
Yeah. So kind of out of the blue, this dude CC out of Calgary, he puts on the Electric Highway Festival every year.
Cool.
Reached out to us. Don't know how he kind of got wind of us. It just so happened we were releasing these EPs at the same time,
and
opportunity to play with just like fucking ripping bands. I don't know if that requires a radio editor.
Yeah, by all means.
Just absolute ripping bands over 3 days, but figured along the way we'd kind of stop in Penticton.
Yeah, cool.
Play at the Hub on Martin on Thursday the 4th of April, and then play Electric Highway on the 5th.
Oh,
I think we'll hang out for a sec too.
Yeah.
Catch the rest of the festival too.
Nice, there you go. Yeah. That sounds like a fun time. I'm going to be up at the Hub next week, and I'm going out with the boys and Fomites and Die Jobs, and I haven't been to the Hub. Last time I was through town, it didn't exist. So
I haven't been there either. But our drummer went there and he talked to them and set up the show and everything. And it sounds like a pretty rad place.
Swindled them into giving us a show.
Yeah. There you go. That's how you do it, man.
Yeah,
I remember like a couple summers back, our mandolin player we were out on this motorcycle trip out through Alberta, and we met up with him in Alberta, and he kept going through into the Badlands. I went to this place called the Last Chance Saloon, and so it's like one of the oldest bars in Alberta. It's in like the middle of Wayne, Alberta. It's just middle of the desert. Nothing's around there. It's like one of the oldest sitting saloons. He just sat there and drank all day, and was made friends with the bartender. By the end of the night, he had found the owner, found out they have a festival, gave her contact information, and then when he emailed me the next day, he's like, hey, check our email. He's like, I'm pretty sure I just booked into this festival out here. I'm like, oh, all right.
That's how it is.
I guess we are. Good.
Yeah,
sounds like fun.
Sit at the wood.
That's
and
why you
friends.
Drink all day.
That's there you go. Yeah. Just that's why you sit learned. At the bar, and then eventually you just make friends.
Lessons right. learned.
Very yeah. cool. Very cool. I want to hear some more of this album. What should be the next track? Do you guys just want to work through it chronologically, or is there something else?
You could do Circa 84 since we have a music video for
that. All right, I can find it. That is track number 4. If your Bandcamp matches up with this Burn CD,
it
better.
To the number.
It is a bootleg CD, though.
It's mine now. What do I need to know about Circa 84?
It's about many things 80s.
Yeah, I think in a broad sense, and this is just sort of how the lyrics work out. They're sort of juxtaposed into two sections, right? It really kind of has to do with, I don't know, cautioning people against like nostalgic thinking. You know, thinking back to the old day. Oh, the old days, it was better, but. Okay, you remember the fun things of your youth and what have you.
Yeah,
but
there was fucked up things.
Yeah, you also forget the fucking Chernobyl. You know what I mean? Like, so that's a line in the song too. And I think that's sort of what it is more than anything. You know, caution against getting stuck in nostalgia, and instead of living in the past, think forward.
There you go. Yeah. I like it. All right, brand new music. This is the Get Minds.
Oh my God, I love it. So retro. Apocalypse.
was two tracks from the Get Mine off their brand new EP that just came out in February. So it's brand spanking new. I can still feel like the heat press from this from the CD.
Still got that new track smell.
The CDR, I can feel it. The new album is entitled Gold, soon to be another follow-up EP entitled Silver. That last track was Riot Now, before that Circa 84. Now I hear tell that the last track, Dave, you didn't play guitar in it.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I had to hand the reins over here to Cliff.
I stole them.
Well, he did. It's true. So, you know, I'm trying to be diplomatic about it.
Did you switch over? Did you play bass on it then, Dave?
I did.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So it's the true switcheroo.
Yeah, the true switcheroo.
So what does the lazy drummer do? Just keep beat?
He just keeps on playing the same thing.
He's just 1-2-4-2-4, thinking about his kids.
Yeah.
I got it.
He's got kids. He's got enough to think about. Yeah. Can't do two instruments.
All I can do is just gets into like a fugue stage. Like, oh, man. So many bills. College funds. What else is to college funds?
Drumming's very meditative, as I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So, Cliff, tell me about all your riffage. So.
I played some guitar. Yeah, I've been playing. I actually was playing guitar in a band before we started the Get Mines.
What was the band?
What was the band, sorry?
Yeah.
Man the Wolf.
What happened to them?
Rippin' band.
Yeah, we folded after quite a few years.
Yeah.
We played for a while and had some good shows and stuff. And it just
onto greener pastures?
Yeah, you know, people have kids and stuff.
It happened. Life gets in the way.
Yeah, so I made sure that Dave was not going to have kids, and we started another band.
Yeah, that's right. The No Kids Club. There you go.
We just chemically castrated each other at the start of the band. So, no big deal.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck. I'll play bass. So this is gonna be fun. We'll just mess around and turn into a real band. And
against all expectations. Yeah. Yeah. But we started this band to play after hour shows, to play like the old Iron.
Oh, dude.
Do you remember Iron?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And we were just there basically every Friday and Saturday night for like 6 months straight. Like, we should do this.
Yeah, we should start a band to play here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I remember those Iron Runs. I remember like just the smoke filled halls.
Oh,
and it's
smoke.
Like,
yeah,
don't so you don't play till 2 a.m.
Hurt
like,
so
what's
good.
Going on?
Hurt
it was so it was good. Fun. I miss it. It was a weird spot.
Yeah.
But our band didn't come to fruition until we were booked to play there.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks before, it got shut down.
Oh, no way.
And we were like, that was our ultimate goal.
Friday the 13th.
Ah! Yeah.
Of all fucking days. Yeah.
So we still played other places. We're like, okay.
But we ended up playing that show.
Pat's Pub.
Getting us a show.
There you go. Pat's, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
it's weird that that place doesn't do shows anymore. I don't know what they're saying. I'm like, the bar's sitting there. You got the stage. Like, what are you doing?
It always sounded good in there. Like, I love that.
I was a fan.
Yeah, I did tons of shows there, man. I love that place. That and the Railway, man. Like,
RIP to the old school venues, man.
Yeah, but there's new stuff, man. Like, have you guys been down to Redgate?
Yeah, I've checked it out a while ago.
That place is fucking wild.
Used to go to the old Redgate too back in the day.
Yeah,
up
that's
on
right.
Hastings.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, so yeah, that was a wild spot.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like an old warehouse space. Like, it was rad.
I dig it. Like, Redgate's literally my favorite thing going right now. The fact that it can be licensed in all ages is exactly what the scene needs. Because you gotta get the kids in, man. And like, kids, they just show up. They don't even know who the bands are. They're just there because they need. There's some place to go. And it's
love that.
That's how you build new scenes, man. Because we're not getting younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember a bit before the pandemic, I was going to shows and I was kind of looking around and it was, you know, they're good, fun punk shows, but I'm looking around, it's just all mid-30s. I'm like, is this it? Is like this? Is the scene just going to slowly like age out until we all have kids or whatever? But then after the pandemic, man, as soon as we could start getting shows, I started seeing them like more. There's like new 19-year-olds slate of like come of age in the punk scene, and then new venues come in that you can have kids in, and there's a whole crew. I think culture's also come around that circle where like all the people our age, their kids, they're having kids, and their kids are, you know, getting 13, 14.
Now getting into it.
Yeah, they're finding their dad's old records, so now it's all circling back around. It's not just the fashion, man, it's the music. I think that rock music in general is going to have an upswing again. You're seeing it. You know?
I think so too, but maybe in a different incarnation too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the rise of, you know, powerful, like, you know, female fronted and entirely female bands. It's a different game, right?
It's cool.
Not that same old jock rock macho rock.
Well, speaking of female fronted bands, have you guys heard of that band that's playing around town? Weightless, like weight...
Heard of it, but yeah.
They're fucking wild, dude. Like, I played them. They only have one song online, and it's okay, but it wasn't like mind blowing. But I was playing it to like plug some stuff, and I went and saw them one of the shows at Redgate, and they fucking just ripped. They were so fucking good. And they're now they got on some. I think it's the DOA show that's coming up.
Oh,
they're
nice.
At the
Commodore.
Right.
I'm like, you guys just started. How the fuck did you get the Commodore, man? So like, all the power to them. They're doing.
I'll say.
Yeah, that's rad.
It's gonna be fucking excellent. I'm running out of backing track. You guys want to play another one of these songs, or you got other things you want to talk about?
We can play another one. Maybe
I'd say play a song.
Well, 411.
411 Monkeys?
It's then the second song.
Yep, I'm was pressing the wrong CD. Okay, cool. Anything we need to know?
Dave?
411 Monkeys?
Yeah.
Here I am, yeah. Adding just heaviness to fucking everything here.
I like him.
You know, Promises of the Information Age. You know, those bright early days of the internet, you know, we were all so hopeful. So
it used to be great.
It was so great. It was anarchic. It was something new. It was fresh. And it just promised so much. And at the end of the day, all it did was colonize our minds.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Get minds.
I love it.
It's a fun song.